Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, Deputy Editor at TXF. First up in the Project and Export Finance space, our headline news offering. TXF's Project Finance Editor, Tom Nelthorpe, reports. Much that is useful in blended finance is not new, and much that is new in blended finance is not useful. But the concept has captured the imagination of DFIs looking to access a large pool of below-market capital from philanthropists and impact investors that are willing to partner up to achieve their ESG goals. On the essentials news front in the project and export space, the Euro-Asia Interconnector, an HVDC submarine power cable project, has concluded the procurement process for prospective EPC contractors for the $3.5 billion scheme. On a third-party news track service in the project and export world, Germany's KfW IPEX Bank is supporting the expansion of the Talamau Airport in northern Ghana, the loan of $80 million backed by UK's ECA UKEF. Swiss utility Axpo and German LNG terminal have signed a heads of agreement for a capacity contract for an LNG landing terminal in northern Germany. Australian Potash has appointed Scott Nichols as CFO to lead the project financing and contract negotiations for the company's wholly owned Lake Wells Potash project. And the US Senate is expected to vote now on Thursday for three nominees to serve on the board of the Export-Import Bank of the United States, giving it the ability for the first time in years to approve large deals, including for satellites and launches. Over in the commodity finance space, McEwen Mining has announced a management change. Occidental Petroleum has reached a deal to sell Anadarko Petroleum's oil and gas assets in Africa to French oil major Total for $8.8 billion. Energy trader Gunvor is arranging a commercial loan for up to $3 billion for Oman to be backed by the Arab state's long-term oil export contracts. And Nevada Copper Corp has announced that its wholly owned subsidiary, Nevada Copper, has entered into a $150 million credit agreement with Germany's KfW IPEX Bank. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, Amira Bank and Citi have signed a new trade finance deal, with Amira Bank raising about a $14 million loan from Citi. HSBC Singapore has appointed TZ Lee as the bank's head of product and propositions, a new position created within the bank's global trade and receivables finance team. The EIB and Jyväskylä Bank of Denmark have signed a 750 million Danish Corona loan agreement in support of SMEs. Asto, the UK-based mobile app that provides small and medium-sized enterprises with bookkeeping solutions, is adding trade finance to its list of offerings. And Ria Money Transfer, a subsidiary of Euronet Worldwide, has joined RippleNet to enable instant blockchain-powered global payments. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFMedia.